Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about, in this part of the program, about a prophet by the name of Leonard Ravenhill. If you haven't got his book, it's In Light of Eternity. And I love what he has on his tombstone. He has on his tombstone. This is, presently, I think that's what I'd like to have. Is what you're living for worth Christ dying for?
Yeah.
Is that powerful?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That means every time somebody comes by your grave, you're still preaching the gospel. That's your right. Whole reward still hasn't come in yet. That's Isn't
good.
That cool?
Yeah.
That is so cool. And Charles Sepiel's reading this book, and it's a story about his life and his journey. I thought was pretty interesting. But there's one particular article in there, and this man, explain some of his impact, John, as I'm looking this up.
This is a tremendous man of God gift to the church at large. This was a prophet who spoke incredible truth. This is a man of deep prayer, and it was very serious about God and the church and the church's destiny. And this man is from London. And I can remember some really amazing stories. In fact, it's interesting that the title of the book is called In Light of Eternity, because one of his famous quotes is to stamp eternity on your mind, on your forehead, and to live with it, with that perspective. But he's from London, and even from an early age in his life, when he was a young man, they would him and his friends would just go, you know, across the countryside and just preach these revivals. Intense. Right. They'd sleep in.
Well, I have that right here. So I was going to talk about that. This particular newspaper that was writing an article on them in 1925. This man by the name of Samuel Chadwick, during a particular period of time, he just had this. He saw this. Believe it or not, this is what it says. He began to ponder over the spiritual conditions of the world. All around, there were signs of moral collapse and economic failure.
Wow.
It's like, hey, this is like 1925. But worse still was the neglect of religion, the Sabbath, and the church. And so he had this vision of getting together a whole bunch of young guys and leading to the Lord, training them up and launching them out. And this paper writes about him. That's what I wanted to be able to share about the teams. You continue talking to talk about this, that he would send them out. He says, this paper writes, it says, this is his vision. He would send forth a band of young men full of faith in the Holy Ghost to preach Christ to the multitudes unreached and unsought by the church, and they will receive no salary. This is important, because if you want to reach a people, the last place you got to go to, you need to go to, is the people who think they already have God already.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the most difficult folks to reach, because they don't understand. The Pharisees did not understand that you don't have God yet.
Yeah, they're blind.
They're blind. And so he sent them out the street, and then he sent them out with no salary. Well, that would really, we're not talking lettuce here, Steve Hill said. He said, they will go as they are led, in other words, led by the Spirit, and they will live by faith. No collections will be taken. No subscriptions, which I guess partnerships on an annual basis, will be solicited. No favors begged, but they will tramp, which is camp, from place to place, preaching and testifying and singing in the streets, marketplaces and village green pastures and beaches, depending upon where they're going to be at. And this was his vision to be able to send them out. And so Ravenhill was one of those teams that was going to go out. And this was his vision. The paper was writing about it. And they would just show up. They go about 30 miles a day. And they would just go, because when I would hear about Ravenhill, I didn't understand the original, how it happened. I thought he just got this call and he went. But really, Chadwick got this vision of that the only way we're going to be able to change things is to train and launch. We're going to have to train, you know, groups up and launch them out and just have them infiltrate society to begin to share the love of God and win folks to the Lord. And they were winning. They had a song that they would sing. It was something about almost like the millionaire down to the poorest person. They're winning them all to the Lord. But think about it. In that day, 1925, you know, not having, I mean, there was no Holiday Inns. There were, besides,
right.
There was no collections. And so they have a picture of them sitting on the side of the street in the bushes, you know, eating something and as happy as they can be.
Yeah. Slept in tents.
Yes.
And just wanted to do the, you know, God's will, you know, reach souls. But this is an awesome man. I've actually, there's recordings of him, and I have actually cassette tapes of his messages, and they're so just filled with fire and conviction and passion. But this man was also an incredibly humble man. He was not about any kind of self-promotion at all. In fact, he was very good friends with A.W. Tozer, another just amazing man of God. And they were very good friends. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it said that one of the reasons why Leonard Ravenhill is not as popular as A.W. Tozer are well known is because he just never promoted himself at all. Mm-hmm. But this man was spiritual father to Steve Hill. He's spoken to the lives of Dr. Brown, Michael Brown.
Christ for the Nations.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe even Keith Green, he's spoken to Keith Green's life.
Oh, wow.
Worship leader who passed and went to be with the Lord in the 70s or in the Jesus movement, I believe.
Yeah,
and
he did.
Just absolutely
awesome. I got pictures of him in this book with him sitting with Keith.
Yeah, the impact of his life is just amazing. I've heard stories of men that had to preach in the same conference. Other men of God said, I don't even want to preach when Leonard Ravenhill's there. I don't even want to be there because he was just very serious about holiness. Mm. Holiness, holiness, holiness. And that was his main message, holiness and repentance. In fact, he's well known for a book called Why Revival Tarries. And again, you know, about repentance in America, repentance around the world, a man of prayer. His son, David Ravenhill, was an instructor here in the Gulf Coast area for School of Ministry, Brownsville Bible School of Ministry, and has just continued his father's legacy. But just amazing, amazing.
What I thought was pretty interesting in reading parts of his book was that Charles Stanley in the 70s, I believe it was the 70s, writes about how there was a powerful move taking place at Charles Stanley's church and in Atlanta. And he was preaching and Charles had told him basically everything is good in the congregation, everything's fine. And he didn't preach, you know, if he had anything left to preach. And all of a sudden he just felt like the Lord led him to preach on prodigals. And he's thinking, oh my goodness, Charles is not going to like this, mm-hmm. you know, because obviously he thinks prodigals here. So he spoke on prodigal fathers. And when he finished talking about prodigal fathers, prodigal, you know, that left the Lord, man, the altar is just flooded with fathers just weeping and crying. Mm-hmm. And then after praying for them, they went back and they prayed for prodigal children. Mm-hmm. And then the children mm-hmm. came.
Wow.
And then they told him at that point, this is what's written about his book, he's going to go out the back or something in the church. And Charles, the church tells him, don't go out back because that particular building back there is filled with homosexuals. That's what he said. And Leonard says, you know, what are you talking about?
Right.
And so next thing you know, the whole altar is filled with all these folks that were in the homosexual lifestyle and getting saved. And so Charles comes up and says, Leonard tells Charles, you pray for these guys. And he started to pray for him. And he said, I can't pray for him because the only thing I ever prayed to this point was that they would actually leave the city.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And Leonard Ravenhill's heart, he loved people. He loved everybody. And he knew that anybody could be saved if they come to the Lord. Mm. And of course he was broken based on what he's writing about this book that he shouldn't have felt that way. And you realize all this time, I should have been loving on these people instead of rejecting them and just, you know what I'm saying, that type of thing. I thought, man, that's just so powerful.
Wow.
Because everybody's created in the image and the likeness of God. God loves us. I mean, he loves us. He has a plan for your life, and there's nothing too dark or too wrong that God cannot forgive us and cleanse us. I thought it was pretty powerful.
Yeah.
A pretty powerful thing. And that, you know, some people, you know, preach their preferences and pray out their preferences versus like God wants every man to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And if you want to find out more, we'll make it available, access to it. In Light of His Integrity, it's the biography of Leonard Ravenhill.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation
life.